This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
00305 with promo code GCN.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. That's USA, PrePares.com. And we're delighted you're with us. We broadcast from Missouri Ozark Mountains, right here at the farm. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And the telephone listen line is working. And that telephone listen line is up 24/7. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. If you've got unlimited long distance, the call is free. Blake is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Ethan Indigo Smith is with us. Welcome, Ethan.
Peace on earth, Vincent. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm delighted to be with you today. Hey, Ethan, I didn't know that you had, in your earlier years, had done some really hard work, and that is baled square bales of hay. And I don't think there's too much that is more dusty, more itchy, more hot, harder, in the sun, really hard farm work than baling square bales. Is that right?
Yeah, it's all true. And you know what? On the farm, though, I have to admit, it was a lot better than shoveling manure. So I'll tell you, I look forward to going hay.
Well, that's the input side compared to the output side, yeah.
but yeah, I started off driving the old Ford and kind of making sure that I was the little guy in the rig, just driving slow and having the guys throw the stack the hay and bring it to the barn. So I started off driving the car, and then, I hayed many summers. It is serious work.
It really is. And class, for those of you who aren't sure what we're talking about a square bale of hay that you would feed horses, typically, sometimes cows, and, other animals. And what happens is someone cuts... On day number one, someone cuts the grass, and the grass just lies down in the sun. And then maybe if you think the weather is going to change quickly and the sun's going to not be there for a few more days, someone teds the hay or the grass that was just cut. And what that is, like an egg beater, and it scatters it in random directions, and it dries more quickly. Then a couple days later, someone comes by with a rake. A hay rake, and sometimes it's called a side delivery hay rake. So it will take the hay and rake it into a long row called a wind row. Then you're ready for the baling. Then the baler comes by and grabs that hay and compacts it into a bale and ties it with some string, and then it comes out the chute out of the back of the baler, which is powered by a tractor. Now, you can do two things. You can let those bales just fall on the ground, and then you pick them up off the ground later, that same day. or maybe the next day, but typically the same day. You pick them up, and you put them on a wagon. Then you bring the wagon to the barn. Then you take them off the wagon, and you stack them in the barn. And there's a lot of steps to it, right?
Yeah, it's you know, I always remember, as you were alluding to, as you described there, us running away from the impending rain. So you got to get it dried, and you got to get it in the barn before it rains. Otherwise, well, I mean, if you don't, if you bale hay that's not dried, you risk starting a fire. The combustion eventually can happen, and all kinds of there's all kinds of stuff you got to be wary of. But the rain being the most impending, I remember.
That's right, because if the hay gets wet after it's baled, it can get moldy, and it's not good for the animals. And you can lose your hay crop. And if you bale it before the sun has dried it, then what happens is you can have spontaneous combustion. You know, you stack them in the barn, and next thing you know, your barn's on fire. And I'm sure you've heard of barn fires, class, you know, from years ago. So anyway, that's something that Ethan has done. It's one of the hardest jobs on the farm, and I look forward to hay season for about 10 minutes. And yeah, you know, I look forward to cutting hay. Nothing easy about it. And it causes the farm equipment to be stressed to the point where you will see lines at the farm equipment dealers because people have broken their rakes, their tedders, their gearboxes, their hydraulic hoses, their balers, the baler belts, the tractors. Everything is really stressed because of the amount of work that is placed on all of the equipment in baling hay. It's heavy, it's hard, it's hot, it's dusty, and it just stresses all the equipment. And we have a lot of failures during hay season. And it's frustrating because you're fighting the weather. You know, you're looking at the sky and you're saying, geez, I've got to have 3 days. I've got to have a three-day window to bale the hay with no rain. But it has to be a couple days before that we've had no rain so the ground is dry. Otherwise, the hay will be cut on wet ground. I mean, you really need almost a week of no rain. Continuous days of no rain in order to bale hay. And it's all hands on deck, and it doesn't... I guess that's the where the expression comes from. Make hay while the sun shines. You just can't do it anytime you want. You've got to do it when the weather allows you that window of opportunity.
Right.
So I didn't know that you had been involved in farming when you were younger.
You know what? I had an interesting upbringing, and I was just thinking how, along the lines of politics, how and just Americana. I grew up on a farm and also in Harlem, and so I had a really kind of two sides of the coin United States upbringing, where I was doing the haying in the summer, and then I was living in inner city New York and going to school the rest of the year. So it was interesting. And you know, in regards to Americana and politics, agriculture is the best way to grow literally the economy. And I think we're seeing it shift right now, where now that there's this push for hemp and cannabis to be the removal of prohibition of the plants, there's a real kind of surge of agriculture again. I think it's possible anyway. Also some interesting things are taking place in California, where there was the green rush, they've been calling it for a long time, but it was only so lucrative because of the prohibition costs and gray market. So now costs are going down, and so maybe instead of just growing cannabis hemp, people will start growing everything. And that's how this country was really, I mean, the expression, make America great again. Let's go back to some agriculture.
Okay, it's interesting you're saying this because I spent some time with a farmer yesterday, and he's probably a few years older than I mean, just a few. However, he looks like he's 30 years older than I am. And hard work has taken its toll on this man. He's hunched over. He walks very slowly. His knees are worn out. And farming's tough. It really is. And I guess the reason I've been able to survive as long as I have been as a farmer is I take lots of supplements. I mean, lots of cod liver oil. I've been on cod liver oil for a very long time. But the point I wanted to make is when I spent time with this man, I saw that he had some equipment that he just can't wait to get rid of. And this is equipment that's just been sitting for years and years and years. The tires are all dry rotted. I'm talking about hay baling equipment, hay raking equipment, you know, things that use rubber tires. The rubber tires are probably 40 years old. They're absolutely, you know, cracked and dry rotted and shot. But the point is, he is just an example, one of many who have just said, you know what, I can't do the farming anymore. I physically can't do it. And there's no one that wants that equipment. So where's it going to go? It's going to go to the scrap heap, and it's going to be melted down and turned into steel for other purposes. What I'm saying is, it's not all that hard to repair this equipment and make it usable again. Now, if you were to, and what are we talking about, scrap value? Maybe $100, maybe $150 for scrap metal value if he can get his equipment to the scrap yard. However, if he were to buy a new piece of equivalent equipment, it would probably be $10,000.
Oh, yeah, at least, yeah.
Isn't that interesting? But the farmers are going away.
I'm sorry. Please continue, sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I find that the most arduous aspect of farming is taking care of the animals. And so if there is permaculture or agriculture that's more direct human consumption rather than this is done for the animals so that and then the animals are used, I find it's actually a lot less burdensome, but that's just my observation, and it's not necessarily entirely true. But the animals are a big part of the intensity.
Yeah. Well, I moved our studio down to the first floor from the second floor of our farmhouse. I've got a lot of windows here, and I converted our dining room into a broadcast studio. And I have a harvest table. It's 9 feet long, and I've got our equipment on it. And I can look out the window at the cows with their noses up against the window. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we come back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Ethan Indigo Smith is with us today. We're talking a little bit about farming and our past experiences. And I wanted to tell you, Ethan, you mentioned the farm animals. So just before the broadcast, I mean 5 minutes before we started the broadcast, Mrs. Finelli said, okay, I've got the bottles ready. Now, these are like half-gallon bottles. And she had two of them ready. One is for Bessie, and the other is for Joe. And these are calves that were bottle feeding, and they come right next to the back door. And I go, hey, Bessie, hey, Joe. And they come running from wherever they are, and they want their bottles. Three times a day, they want their bottles of replacement milk because their mothers died during the weather that we had that was just so brutal months ago. So Bessie and Joe are bottle calves, and they absolutely require their bottles, just like a baby would require, mother's milk or a bottle if the mother can't provide milk. But you're right. It's 24/7, and we can't leave the farm. I mean, somebody's got to be here at all times. And the other thing that you mentioned is you mentioned the word politicians or politics. And I was thinking about these politicians. And when I'm out in the freezing cold, you know, it's like hail or sleet or freezing snow, and I've got ice on my face, in my hair, can't see where I'm going, got goggles on, and and I'm feeding the cows, and it's really, really cold, and I'm wet. Or in the summer when I'm baling hay and I'm soaking wet from the heat, I think about how hard those politicians are working for me. And they say things like, "We're fighting for you." Right. In their air-conditioned cars, and they've got people taking them wherever they go. Their meals are paid for, and they're fighting for me. Fat chance of that, right?
Right. And I think it's to the fact that everything is in terms of oligarchy. Like, the whole agricultural system and way people get food in the world is set up to support the oligarchy. Otherwise, there would be fruit trees instead of, just aesthetic trees in public squares. Otherwise, there would be permaculture in national parks rather than energy extraction, that the government allows institutions to perform. And so everything is in terms of oligarchy and maintaining that structure. So it does really, they kind of are telling the truth. We're fighting hard, but for the oligarchy. Certainly not for the individuals.
I totally agree. And it's interesting that you said that you spent time on the farm and you spent time in Harlem. Now, the farm side of the equation during your formative years was in the production of necessary food, right? And in Harlem, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Harlem just a collection of consumers?
Right. Manhattan is one of the first cities to be set up as a grid, right? In the New World.
Yes, it is.
They didn't have to go with the roads that were animal trails or wagon trails and so on. So they set it up. It's a really mediated place, and you don't even realize how mediated you are because you're immersed in it. it's certainly the most consumerist place in the world, and it's the opposite of the farm where it doesn't matter what you wear. In fact, you want to wear the least presentable clothes so that you don't destroy them. And in New York City and urban environment, you have to. Even though it's more dirty than the farm, right, urban environments, you have to be really clean cut and, even expensive presentation.
it's very interesting that you're saying this because I have some up-to-the-minute fashion jeans. And when I say that, they have rips in them, they have holes in them, and I think that actors and actresses would be envious of my jeans because they are, they're not ripped at the factory, they're ripped after the factory. And I think they'd be quite envious. We'll be right back.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This can be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Ethan Indigo Smith is with us. Ethan, what's the best way for us to learn more about who you are?
Well, I try to make frequent posts on Facebook, and I have, you know, my Amazon author page. My books, of course,
are pretty revealing of who I am. And I share articles frequently. I got a couple of hundred articles out there over the last year or so.
Okay. I'm looking at Amazon.com, and I'm looking at Ethan Indigo Smith as an author, and you have a Kindle version and a paperback book called The Geometry of Energy, How to Meditate. The price could not be lower. Your Kindle version is free. Is that correct?
It's $5, I think. Yeah, it's $5.
Oh, okay. Because I see Kindle 0.00.
It's probably some kind of exception if you have a certain premium account or something.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, all right. So it's $5 for your Kindle version and $15 for your paperback. And can you tell us a little bit about the geometry of energy? What would we learn by reading your book?
Well, I stumbled upon the idea through one of my other books, The Matrix of Four, where there's the four dimensions of geometry. Points, lines, planes, and solids can be energetically understood as a direction for meditation, but more as a way to comprehend meditation. The point is symbolic for concentration. The line is symbolic for connection. The plane, which is normally circular, is in nature and optimally in other means, it is symbolic for circulation. And the solid is symbolic for what I call unity expansion. But people have terms, different terms for this same feeling of extraordinary connection, whether it's through meditation or some other provocative event in life or consciousness where we have this feeling of, hey, I'm with you and you're with me and I also am with this bumblebee or whatever. And it's this sense of unity expansion where all is in the oneness. So there's many different Buddhist, Taoist, Gnostic concepts that display this idea overtly and subtly. And I use that to demonstrate meditation comprehension and even subtle energy conceptualization as well. So it's a really profound concept that kind of mathematically or geometrically lends proof to meditation.
How often do you meditate, Ethan?
Well, daily, I would say, certainly. I practice Tai Chi daily, and that is a martial art, but it's also a meditative art. And I also will sit in the mornings and night. The time varies greatly from, a few minutes to, half an hour or more.
Ethan, I've got to tell you, some of the smartest people I know meditate, and I'm speaking of Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor. He's a PhD times three, brain surgeon, surgeon of the year, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Matt Stein. So many of those of us on USA Prepares do meditate, and it seems to really help us focus on our projects. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And I think for me, immediately, as a New York City kid from the 80s, I have, let's say, some anger issues. And when I can meditate, I can clear that right up. And I think for all of us being observant humans, watching the institutions of the world do their things, we might be compelled to be apathetic or angry or any number of things. And meditation, it's like clarity, right? And actually, there's Buddhist allegories or metaphors, rather, where, if you just sit still, the muddy water becomes clear. right? And mm-hmm. and it's very much like that. Yeah. I think the problem with the Western mind is that we get caught up in the idea that we have to sit and not think. And that's really high level stuff. Actually, we want to sit and observe the thoughts and let them go. Is really so people get frustrated that they can't not think. Well, I mean, are you going to just dive into being Buddha right away? No.
And you mentioned the word Gnostic. Can you share with our class? I'm sure they've heard the word agnostic, but not everybody, I don't think, has heard the word Gnostic. Can you define what Gnostic means?
For me, it's kind of like the spiritual essence of religions. Each of the monotheistic religions, which are really institutionalized presentations of spirituality, basically, arguably, if not provably, to control people, right? In their center is Gnostic teachings, which teach not to worship Christ, but to be Christ. Not to just lay down to the institutionalized leader, but to go into their father's house, the church services, and be like Jesus and say, hey, this is not right. So Gnostic teachings, examples in Islam would be some Sufism, universal Sufism, and in Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhism would be an example of Gnosticism, I think, and in Christianity, there are several Gnostic cultures and monk teachings and so forth. And in Judaism, the most famous are the Kabbalists, right? And to that being that there's all these secrets within the Gnostic teachings, there's the good and the bad, or at least the decent and the bad. Whenever there's secrets, I think there tends to be corruption, right? Whether it's governmental or spiritual.
And so is the term God is everywhere, is that a belief of Gnostics?
You know, I think this is alludes to or is parallel with the biggest question of man. And I think one of the big confusion factors that we are all living with the results of, and I like to say there is no one in the oneness, right? And there's the confusion of monotheism as opposed to Gnosticism, in my opinion. Whereas as soon as there is the one God and the one way to perceive God, then there's one and everybody else. So there's actually two. Mm-hmm. When there's the oneness, it just is, right? Then everything becomes acceptable and even promotable. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's the divergence. If we look at the oneness or if we look at the one, because there is no one in the oneness.
Have you heard the name of a person, Father Guido Sarducci?
Yes, that rings a bell.
Okay, Father Guido Sarducci is a fictional character by a comedian whose name is Don Novello. And he would wear a fedora, and he bought his attire at a thrift shop, and so he was on Johnny Carson, and he said God is everywhere, and and that's why I brought that up, because he was a terrific comedian who portrayed being a priest, And that one line stuck with me, that God is everywhere because of the way he said it. And that's why I mentioned that. Okay, and class, if you want to find some great humor on YouTube, you can find Don Novello, and he has, he's got a YouTube video. It's just a few minutes long, and I believe he calls it the 5 minute, it's Father Guido Sarducci's 5 minute university. Have you seen that?
I haven't, no.
Okay, so what he says is he's going to teach you everything that you will remember from 4 years of going to the university in 5 minutes. He's going to teach you everything that you remember. And, you know, he's quite accurate because, really, how much do you remember of what you learned at the university? About 5 minutes worth. And so if you want to see something fabulous, it's entertaining, Father Guido Sarducci, G-U-I-D-O-S-A-R-D-U-C-C-I, 5 Minute University on YouTube. So you've been talking about oligarchies, and you have you've written something called Guardians of the Earth Unite, American Indian Prophecy, The Medicine Wheel, and the Four Sacred Directions. And in this, I think, is something very, very fascinating. Would you like to share that with us when we come back?
Yeah. Which aspect?
Well, actually, all of it is pretty interesting to me. But you've written about it, and let me see if I can find some excerpts that.
One thing I like to point out is that we have to set our heart facing the right way, but also promote the right thing with our heart, right?
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Ethan Indigo Smith, you talk about the medicine wheel prophecy, the polarity of institutions versus individuals. You say at the beginning of this cycle of time, long ago, the Great Spirit made an appearance and gathered the peoples of the earth together and said to the human beings, I'm going to send you to four directions, and over time I'm going to change you to four colors. I'm going to give you some teachings, and you will call these the original teachings. When you come back together with each other, you will share these so that you can live and have peace on earth, and great civilization will come about. And then you say that to the Indian people, the red people, he gave the guardianship of the earth. To the south, he gave the yellow race, the people, the guardianship of the wind. To the west, he gave the black people the guardianship of water. And to the north, he gave the white people the guardianship of fire.
Right? And this is the Hopi creation story. And and all the American Indians also talk about the two-hearted people. And essentially how one can perceive that is when one is acting on behalf of an institution, like a person, they don't want to even be called John anymore. They're like, no, I'm senior executive of Plastico right now. I'm not John. And so they actually take on the heart of an institution that, according to Hopi understanding, American Indian understanding, even beyond that, that is endlessly hungry. There's no end to its hunger. And we see that with the institutions today. And with, in regards to the four directions, which can be taken so many places, and that's why I wrote The Matrix of Four. But the institutions lie. They're just phony. And they, I call it the, arithmetic of lies. They use the addition of information and the subtraction of information, and they multiply erroneous information and divide connecting points. And this is how lies are done in mathematical terms. And, individuals have four options to really take on this information in a paradox too, right? Of this four, we can say, is this so? Is this not so? Is it both, or is it neither? And that is a complete formula of questioning the system or the situation. And David Icke is really famous for bringing about the understanding of the Hegelian dialect, right? Dialectic, of thesis, antithesis, excuse my lisp, and synthesis, right? And so this is kind of the modality that institutions present their lie and then their preconceived construct. And the fourth aspect, the hidden aspect most often by institutions, is what I call nullesis. No, none of that, right? And so they kind of present choices in terms, actually, Republican and Democrat is a classic way to just look at it. And then they kind of come up with this synthesis of their Republican con and Democratic BS, and it just doesn't work for anyone but their flagship, you know. And so sometimes nullesis is the best thing we can say, is just no. And not in the negative, but no, we're going to do something more positive and outside the box.
Very fascinating what you said. As you were describing this, I was leaning back in my chair at the studio, and I wrote this down. None of what we have discussed today, Ethan Indigo Smith and I, none of it is taught in public schools from grade kindergarten through grade 12. It's hardly taught at the university level. Ethan, would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I've tried to design all my writing to inspire consciousness because all of that is eliminated and or belittled in schools.
Ethan Indigo Smith, thank you so much for being with us, class. More information about Ethan on the website, usaprepares.com, on the Instructors tab. Ethan, thanks so much for being with us today.
It's an honor, as always.
And Ethan, you raise the bar every time you're on here. Thank you again.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.